Today is Monday, June 17th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Eat Your Vegetables Day. It's also National Root Beer Day, National Mascot Day, National Apple Strudel Day, and National Cherry Tart Day. Oh, interesting. My stepfather's favorite fruit, and probably favorite dessert, but favorite fruit is cherry. And he really likes cherry pie. And a lot of times for Father's Day or his birthday or other things like that, I will make him some sort of cherry thing. Normally, I don't think I've ever done a cherry pie for him. I may have. I'm trying to remember if I've done a cherry pie. I'm not sure. But normally I do a cherry cobbler because it's very easy. You could do it even easier with canned cherries, but normally I will get fresh cherries and then I will pit them. We had to buy an actual cherry pitter for this dessert. We didn't have to, but I was using things like straws, chopsticks, all these weird things to try to pit cherries, and it was taking me forever. And so Mark finally bought me, I think Mark did, or maybe I bought it. I feel like it was Mark though. Bought me a cherry pitter so that on those occasions when I make something for my stepfather, then I use cherries in it, I don't have to spend as much time doing it. And so, anyway, there you go. All right, well, we had a weekend. I am contemplating already what I'm going to do during the cruise. I don't know if I'm going to pre-record, as one listener suggested, or if I'm going to ask Daniel to fill in again. I mean, I'm always up for Daniel filling in. I'm just wondering. I do know that Big Fatty, sometimes when he goes on vacation, especially when he's done a cruise, he will pre-record some episodes and say, and kind of tell everyone what he's doing on that day of the cruise, because you know ahead of time where you're going. You know, I know what the excursions are going to be. So one option would be, at least for the days that we're cruising, to say, oh, you know, here's where we're going to be this day. Here's a little bit of information about this location, yada, yada, yada. I don't know. So that's one option. I could also ask you guys to call in or text or something, and then I could have contact episodes where I can pre-record them, but I can read new contact. So I'm not really sure. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I'm just looking. I was like, speaking of messages, I wonder if we have any contact here. We do have some contact, so let's go ahead and read a couple of these. We won't do all of them. So Blaze, who I'm still wondering what Blaze's age is, because Blaze sounds like a very Gen Z / maybe millennial name. Could be a millennial name, although I did read somewhere that now the oldest millennials are in their 40s. I'm on the cusp. I'm almost a millennial. I know. It's hard to believe because I'm old, right? But I'm almost a millennial because I was born in 1978. And most things you read say that millennials start at like 81. Something like that. So I'm just a few years older than millennials. I'm right on the cusp there. But it just seems like a young name. I do know people who, like, relatives and stuff who've had small children and named them Blaze. But I don't know. I don't know how old you are. I keep harping on this like it matters. It doesn't matter. You could be 100 and it wouldn't matter. Or you could be 18. Shouldn't matter at all. But Blaze says, Adam, you might consider putting edgers along your flower beds to keep grass from encroaching. So there is a metal strip that the builders put in when they built the house. And I want to do something different for that. I don't know, though. I'm not really a big fan of, like, the stone lined. I'm not sure. I do want to do something there. But and so I don't know if that's what you're talking about. But that's already there. Those, though, I think just sit on the surface of the ground. And they probably nail them in with big, long spikes or something. I'm not really sure exactly how they do it. But I think they just, I don't think they go very far down as far as into the ground. And the so that's there, but the grass is like growing under that and has taken root. And so really to get rid of all of the grass, I think I would need to completely dig up that flower bed, try to dig as deep as I can and get rid of all of those roots, put new soil, because the soil is very clayey. In our flower beds. And every year we add a little bit of, we add potting soil. And so I feel like over time, and especially with the, we put mulch every year as well. Although we did talk about switching to rocks, but planting things, it's going to be different. I hadn't thought about this until just now. But if we do rocks, it's going to be it's going to make it even more difficult every year because we will have to scoot the rocks out of the way. And we'll be burying rocks when we're trying to till the soil or, like, you know, aerate the soil and get it ready to plant a new thing. We're going to disturb the rocks and have to move them and all that kind of bullshit. So I don't know. But we do mulch right now, and that disintegrates or breaks down and becomes soil as well. Bottom line, there is some sort of edger there. But I don't know if it's the edger that you're talking about. Because I know there are other treatments you can do. You can, there's this ground cover that you can put over it and then put soil on top of that so that weeds and grass don't come up through that. So I know there are many different ways that you can do it. But I need to go out today, actually, and pull some grass out of the flower bed. All right, so next voicemail, or no, it's not a voicemail. Next message from Chris in Pittsburgh. He says, first time texter, in response to your dilemma on choosing a sitter on Rover, you can and should set up a meet and greet with each sitter so you can see how Sydney, the dog, by the way, S-Y-D-N-E-Y, like Sydney, Australia. Sydney the dog gets along with the sitter, and more importantly, you can check out the house and sitter, make sure the house is clean, and see how Sydney responds and reacts to them. So, I agree, but it's so funny. We had more options here than I thought we were going to have, but we didn't have a lot of options really nearby, and I really wanted someone with a lot of reviews. And I was seeing people with 5, 6 reviews, 10 reviews, whatever. But there were a few that had 200. And, you know, those could be fake, I suppose. I don't know. I know there are people who fake reviews, but I'm not sure if dog sitters are faking their reviews. But who knows? And all of them I mentioned, should I do a meet and greet? Should I do maybe a doggy daycare with you beforehand? Because this is a 10-day trip that we're going on. And I wanted to do a trial run, and all of them, well, a couple of them stopped responding. So, and one of them with a lot of reviews, and I thought, oh my gosh, am I making Sydney sound high maintenance? She's not. There are rules. Like, first of all, there's medication that has to be given every day. It's not a big deal. She gulps it down. We put it in a little, we actually break apart pill pockets because they're very soft and they're good at molding around pills. But pill pockets are generally too big for Sydney because she's got a small mouth. So we will break them apart and use probably one pill pocket gets us 4 or 5 pills. And we'll mold them around the pill and give it. She doesn't even chew it at this point. And so we'll do that. And so you have to do that. She needs to be brushed every day, although I will admit that Mark and I no longer do a good job at getting her brushed every day. We probably brush her once every 3 days on average, but we should be brushing her every day. So that's another thing for the dog sitter. She cannot have soft toys around because she will eat them. So that's another thing. But she's potty trained. She's very relaxed. She doesn't take much effort at all to deal with, other than medicine, brushing, and she cannot have, and she just needs to eat the food and the treats that we give them and nothing else. And the dog toys, we should be providing the dog toys also. But a lot of them stopped responding. So I did pick someone, and we went ahead and booked her. And she had 70 reviews, 5 stars, so it looked good. And she's like, oh, I don't need to have a meet and greet, but if you want to do that, I'm perfectly happy to do that. So what we decided to do was we're going to do a doggy daycare one day while Mark and I are at work. And that way we can just see her house when we drop Sydney off. We can test her out. Sydney can't really tell us how it went because she can't talk. But yeah, we're going to do that. But I went ahead and booked the 10 days because I really want to get on her schedule so that we're not risking not having anyone to keep Sydney while we're gone, because we don't have very many options here. So we're going to do what we can do, basically. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text, just like Blaze and unknown Chris from Pittsburgh did, 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.